I heard a little bit of a, sounded like a little bit of a contradiction. It's not an indictment, but I think you were saying that, you know, if you did invest enough money, you would be able to clean the pollutants. And you were saying, I don't think you can do it. I suspect that there probably is a technology that could be used, but you keep talking about not going over the limits. What intrigued me was when I heard about best available technology. I'm not sure that y'all have checked that out to know whether it actually, that technology does exist, and if it does exist, is TCEQ supposed to be looking at that and saying they're not using the best available technology, limits or no limits? If they're within limits, they can use the worst technology, or can they?
We do look at it. There are no, right now, controls that are, to have a control, it must be proven to actually lower emissions. We did try one. It did not lower emissions. It actually made it worse. You have to be careful when choosing that type of thing, but we have alternate VACT, which they do have in their permit for these tunnel cones. We have throughput limitations. They have limitations on their heat input. They have limitations on what products they can run in this kiln. For instance, anything coming out of Building D, they must treat, which goes through the scrubbers, before it can ever be fired in those tunnel kilns to reduce the emissions that are coming out of tunnel kiln 6 or 1 through 5. So we do, the backup that we do is that if there is no control technology, we are allowed to then put operational limitations upon them. Almost every piece of equipment can run greater than what it says. It's just like running your car, step on the gas, you can exceed it. But we have limits in the permit. They're not allowed to do that, and they are required to, you know, report all of those emissions to us. What they're doing, how much fuel they're firing, the hours of operation on the kiln, how much throughput they're putting through. So they do have to keep all these records and submit their emission rates to us every year, proving that they are not blowing the limits, which is how we set VACT when there is not a control device. What? Now, if there is one, you know, we have already told them there is no way they can expand to number 7 unless they can and somebody comes up with a control device for a tunnel kiln. There's no more space.
Well, and again, I promise my last question is just that y'all are convinced then that they're using the best available technology, because I wasn't really hearing that over here. I was hearing that they haven't busted the limits. So, but y'all are convinced they're using the best available technology.
Yes.